From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red, It's a Girl, Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, how do you feel after our trip to San Francisco for the I'm an American Day program?
Well, wonderful. I've never been treated with so much respect in all my life.
Me either. Tom Gillum, you know, the inspector of the police narcotics squad.
Oh, he's a swell guy.
Yeah, you know, he knows all about dope. He took to me like duck takes to water, you know. You know, I never was treated so nice, though. Every place I went, you know, one club I walked in, very exclusive, the waiters broke a precedent, and they carried me on their shoulders.
No kidding.
To the street and threw me in the gutter. They said, head for the Barbary Coast, Bob.
Well, was that your first trip to San Francisco?
No, my brother lives up there, you know. We don't exactly live in San Francisco, about a mile off the mainland there.
Well, did you see him while you were there?
I tried to, but the warden wouldn't let me.
You know what was impressive? The reception the stars received at the Opera House. Yeah. Harold Russell, Celeste Holmes, Ilona Massey, Virginia Mayo, Clegg Hoyt. They received the keys to the city. Did you get a key to the city?
They offered me one, but I asked for a hairpin instead, you know. The last time I got a key to the city, they changed the lock on me.
And say, wasn't Supervisor John J. Sullivan dignified?
That I can't say, no. No, he was. I'm kidding.
You know the way he made speeches, standing with his hands nonchalantly in his pockets?
Yeah, you know, that's what impressed me. It was good to see a politician with his hands in his own pocket for a change.
Well, say, wasn't Celeste Holmes beautiful?
Oh, yeah. There's a girl who would do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah, I walked up, I knocked on her dressing room. She opened it up, she says, oh, it's you. Well, what do you want? Well, boy, I'm sorry I left that there, believe me.
Well, speaking of dressing rooms, why did...
Maybe we should take up a collection to help this speech along a little bit.
Well, speaking of dressing rooms, why did you want one with four doors in it?
In case Virginia Mayo walked by, I'd be ready.
Well, where'd you go after the show?
Well, I had a date with a girl. We went up on Telegraph Hill, you know, to take a look at the city. I had a picture taken with her. Here, look at it. Look. Here. Take a look.
What's she looking at through that telescope?
It's not a telescope. That's her nose.
Well, why do you go with girls like that? Was she intelligent?
No.
Considerate?
No.
Well, what was her outstanding quality that made her different from the other girls you know?
She was breathing.
Well, we had fun anyway, and what I like most of all was the reception the stagehands give great performers at the Opera House.
Yeah.
Now, if Lily Pons appears, they put out two big spotlights.
Yeah.
Lawrence Melchior, they put out three spotlights.
Crusoe had 12 spotlights, searchlights, you know, out in front for him.
Well, how many lights did you get?
The janitor stood at the door with a glow worm. Seriously, though, I'd like to thank all the friends in San Francisco inviting us up for the I'm an American Day celebration. And with the help of Inspector Gillum, George Haynes, and Craverling of the Examiner, we really had a wonderful time.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Rowley 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process, the greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Rowley 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of that New York Yankee star, Joe DiMaggio. Smoke the new moisturized Rowley 903. It's so much fresher, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rowley 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Anita Ellis sings, "You Can't See the Sun When You're Crying."
You can't see the sun when you're crying. A tear can hide the brightest sky of blue. You can't hear a song when you're sad, no matter how the birds sing for you. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you'd clear them up to look for rainbows when it rains. Can't see the sun when you're crying. So smile and let the sun shine through. Suppose you made believe your eyes were cloudy window panes. I'm sure you'd clean them up to look for rainbows when it rains. You can't see the sun when you're
the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire. Hey, I got a suggestion for vacation for you. Why don't you take your drums and go along the Mohawk, huh? Chapter one is entitled Science and Inventions.
See the sun when you're in L.A.
Yes, sir, boy. Here I am, one of nature's witticisms. Yes. Boy, sure been busy around here inventing things. Only last week I invented a drinking barometer. That's for people who don't know when they've had enough, you know. See, the way it works, you see... The way it works, you take two corks and you place them in your ears like that, see? And in your drink, when you've had enough, they pop out. So then
That's time to put them back in and start all over again.
Well, I better get to work on my Cadiddle Hopper parachute. I'm making my big test today. Somebody at the door, somebody's at the door.
Howdy, Clam.
Well, howdy doody to you, too. What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
Night? It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, pull up the window shade and get a little sunlight.
The shade is up. It's a dirty window you're looking at there. I wash it every day, but the light just won't come through, you know.
Well, that's because you just washed the inside, and if the outside was dirty...
Yeah, someday I'm going to invent a window with only one side to it. The inside, you know.
Clem, that is impossible.
Hmm?
That is impossible.
That's what they said about me, too, but here I am. The termites applauding in the woods, you know.
Clem, why have you been acting so mysterious lately?
Well, I've been working on one of my new inventions.
Oh, what did you ever invent?
What did I ever invent? What did I ever invent? Yeah, what did I invent? I have a machine now that will solve the unemployment situation. It's a great big machine that will do the work of 100 men. But it takes 1,000 men to run it. Of course, if it goes through, I'll probably have a little trouble with the button pushers union. Well, I just organized a new one now. The button pushers. Well, here's one of my little gadgets over here. It's a protector on a buzzsaw. Look at it. Isn't that nice? You see, it has a rubber paddle on the side of the blade, see? And if your hand gets too close to the blade, the paddle comes out and slaps you.
Well, that seems ridiculous to me.
It does, huh? Mm-hmm. Look what would happen if it wasn't on there. Look. Well, I won't be doing much hitchhiking with that thumb. The number one, if you please. I've got 5 letters of recommendation to prove it, too.
Hey, Clem, what is this contraption here?
You back away from that. Oh. That's a top secret. Nobody knows what that is. I'm not quite sure of it myself. You know. It's a new parachute, you know, a new type of a thing. I've been working on it. It's a secret. Been working on it for 5 days and 5 nights.
Without sleep?
And without result.
What is it, Clem? You can tell me.
Can't tell you exactly what it is, you know. Too many of my inventions have been stolen.
For instance?
Well, the concrete mixer, for one. The cement mixer.
Cement mixer?
Yep.
Oh, don't be silly. That was invented before you was born.
Well, putty. How do you like that? They're stealing my inventions now before I can even think of them. How do you like that? Oh, somebody at the door. I'll go take a few. Howdy doody.
Mr. Cadiddle Hopper?
Yes?
Well, I'm from the U.S. Government Research Department of Aviation.
Oh? Mm. Well, come in. I've been expecting you. This is Sarah Dew over here.
My name will have to be anonymous.
Hmm?
My name will have to be anonymous.
Well, I can understand how you feel about it. My name has to be Cadiddle Hopper here.
Yes, now, about your invention.
Well, with a few minor adjustments, it'll be ready. Would you care for a cup of coffee while you're waiting? There's coffee on the stove in that 5-gallon can there.
Clem, you sure must like coffee.
Yep, drink about 150 cups a day, as the crow flies. You know.
150 cups?
Yep.
Well, don't it keep you awake?
It helps. I get my 8 hours sleep a year, though. I got nothing. Would you care for a cup, Mr. Anonymous?
Yes, if it isn't too much bother.
I'll pour it for you.
You pour, will you? Yeah. Here, don't use the Dimitas cup, the regular one.
Clem?
Hmm?
Clem, do you take cream or lemon?
Now, that's a stupid remark. Lemon with coffee. What a question. Certainly I take lemon. 2 lumps. Uh-huh. What's the matter? Something wrong with the coffee?
No, it's just a little chewy, but that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, about your new headgear parachute, Mr. Cadiddle, how does it work?
Well, it fits inside of your hat, see, and fastens under your chin. And if the plane has any trouble, you just say, grab onto your hats, boys. Here we go again.
Well, have you experimented with it?
Yes, Grandpa Cadiddlehopper jumped from the barn with it the other day.
He came down okay.
Yeah, he came down.
If the hat has a strap under the chin to hold it on, when the chute opens, wouldn't the sudden change of speed break the neck?
Would you mind repeating that again?
Wouldn't the sudden change of speed break the neck with the strap under the chin?
I wonder if that's why Grandpa Cadiddlehopper bows from the waist when he shakes his head yes. Well, we'll just make the chin strap to fit under the arms, you know. That'll be better.
Yes, it sounds much safer. Yeah. Well, shall we make the test?
Yeah, we'll jump from the barn. We'll think it's Hildegard coming down.
Mr. Cadiddlehopper, yeah. What do you expect to get for the patent if it's successful?
Oh, I don't know. Of course, it's for the government, but I like to look out for myself, too, you know. Maybe some kind of a government job or something. Without the khakis on, of course.
Well, I really don't think there are any open positions in the government.
Oh, yes, there is. I happen to know for a fact that this country don't have a vice president.
Is this the barn that you're to jump from?
Yeah, I'll get up on top of the roof here.
Well, I hope this thing works. For your sake, of course.
Yeah, sure. You know what you're doing, Clem.
Certainly I know what I'm doing. Just stand back. Now, let's see now. I got to count 10 and then pull the ripcord. Here I go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I do wish people would stop calling me for these things.
You knew what you were doing.
I am, but I'm going to be doing it with an aching back from now on.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern moisturized Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new, all new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Now for the thousands of people who will visit Utah Centennial this year, David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play Tumbling Tumbleweed. Rogers NBC Orchestra, meaning nephews, brothers, and cousins. Chapter 2 is entitled The Painters.
Junior, is that you?
Yes, Nemo, it's you. All right, it's you. All right.
Why, certainly. Right. Why are you crying?
I never had this such a scare in me, widow. I was walking up the street, and I heard two men, and they said, oh, Seabiscuit is dead. You all right, ain't you, Grandma?
Junior.
I didn't know. Goodness, I was Grandpa Tag, you know. Hey, if anybody come looking for me, I'm not here. I'm not here.
Junior, why are you hiding?
Well, that widow Dickie Orland and Jack Berry and them juvenile jury kids is looking for me. They just itching for a fight, them kids.
Why are they itching for a fight?
Well, we was playing Hula Hula Dancer, and I made them a grass skirt out of poison ivy.
You didn't.
Yes, I did, but I had to do this, you know. They were just faking the moves, you know. But boy, when that old poison ivy took effect, they put in wiggles at the Hawaiians now.
Oh, dear. At times I wish that stork had made a forced landing in Azusa.
Yes.
Why don't you try to act a little older?
Okay, I will try to act like Grandpa does then, huh?
Well, Junior, all. Stop staggering.
No, then it ain't worth it. Never. Oh, no.
What did you knock over?
You know your bridge lamp?
Yes.
Look like you're going to have to go back out on the bridge and get another one.
I wish your father was here.
Hey, when's he coming home from Alcatraz?
Your father is not in Alcatraz.
No, then how come you addressed all his letters somewhere in San Francisco Bay?
Now, that's enough.
And don't you hit me.
I'm not going to hit you.
You hit me, and I'm going to tell on you.
You will tell what?
I will tell everybody that you is a bootlegger.
Oh, goodness. I was no such thing.
Oh, no. Think I'll go up and take a bath.
You'll have to take a shower. The tub's full of gin.
See? Boy, he falls right every time, you know. Oh, goody, somebody at the door. Somebody's at the door. I wonder who it could be. The bill collectors have given up hope. It's what he's doing.
Now, that's funny. Someone opened the door, but they left.
Look down, tall boy.
Oh, I didn't see it.
No, you didn't.
Is your mother here?
No, she's not. Right after I was born, she got an offer from We the People.
Well, I'm the painter, is it?
Oh, hey, Namor, the painter's here.
Yes, we were called and told to report here.
Oh, but we weren't expecting you so soon. We only put our request in 2 years ago.
Well, you see, they have been busy painting chicken coops, you know. Goodness, we got to make it nice for the veterans, you know.
Come in. I didn't catch your name.
I'm Joe Kimball.
Well, come in, Joe. Come in.
Junior, watch your manners. You mustn't call Mr. Kimball Joe.
His name's Meyer.
I wish my husband were here. He's usually here by this time.
Hey, maybe they caught Grandpa with a siphoning hose in them parked cars.
Why, Junior, your grandfather doesn't siphon gas from parked cars.
Don't tell me he's running along beside him now.
Kids nowadays sure have the imagination.
Imagination? He's the only man in the world that went to the blood bank and gave a pint of ethyl. He did.
Junior, you must not speak untruths about your grandfather.
That's untrue?
Certainly.
Then how come they didn't give him a blood donor's button? Instead, they gave him the sign of the flying red horse.
Now, I warned you.
Oh, you hit me. It's funny, the man. You hit me.
I certainly did. And you're not hurt.
I know. But I'm going to be hurt because I'm going to bang me head against the wall here.
Junior, stop pounding your head. You're getting Kreml on the wallpaper.
Boy, you sure does love me, don't you?
Mr. Kimball.
Yes?
What should I do with the ladder?
Well, just leave it on the porch. Now, where would you like for us to start?
Well, Junior's room is a mess. Maybe you should start there, and I could move some of these things out into the living room.
Yes, the place is a mess.
This is his room.
Yeah, be careful where you step, because I got booby traps in here that I have forgotten about. You know.
What do you think would be a good color scheme for in here?
Well, how about a circus effect to match the bars on the window?
No, I want... I'd like something that won't show the dirt.
Well, how about black trimmed in a pitch black with a darker back trim, see? Then that would match me towels, see? His name's Meyer. Hey, why not make it look... Make it look like a dungeon, see? And then when you chain me in me crib at night, see, it will have a little more atmosphere to it.
You Junior, hmm? You are never chained to your bed.
Oh, no? What's that, a snake that's been eating bagels?
Can you paint over wallpaper?
Well, why not take the wallpaper off?
Oh, we couldn't do that because, you know, the house is a California house made of tar paper, chicken wire, and slat, you know.
Junior, our house is not to be sneezed at.
I know, I'd be afraid to.
Please go out and play.
Can I go out in the garage?
If you promise to stay away from the chairs I painted, they're drying, and I don't want you to touch them.
Well, I would have never thought of it if you hadn't mentioned it. Goodness, you know how people are when they see a sign that says wet paint. They have to go up and find out if it's an old sign or a new job, you know.
Run along now.
Okay, I go and do one. Oh, there's another painter. Hello, what you doing?
Well, I'm mixing paint.
Yeah?
Now, watch what happens when I pour a little blue in the yellow.
Oh, what happens?
See? Turns green.
Well, what you know? Now I know why Grandpa turns green when he's been out on a bender. You know, Nan-Ma gets blue from sitting around, and Grandpa is yellow for not coming in. And when she gets through mixing it up with him, he's green.
Yeah, come to think of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, wasn't it an interesting experience?
Yeah, come to think of it, yes. Hey, it wasn't too impressive. I had a lizard once that would change colors like that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you put him on the grass and he turned green, and you put him on a brick and he would turn red, you know.
Well, I never saw a lizard did that before. Yeah. Where is that? I'd like to see him.
He dead now. Yeah, that poor old lizard is dead. I put him on Grandma's crazy quilt and he stripped gears trying to make good, you know. Well... I'll see you later. I gotta go into the garage there. Oh, there's that chair. Oh, there's the chair. She painted them yesterday. They say it's quick drying enamel, you know. That's what Grandpa said it was. Let's see if it's dry. Yep, I guess it is. It don't come off on me with your fingers. I guess it's okay to sit down. Oh. Yeah, now. Chair's not very comfortable, though. I think I would try another one. Uh-oh. That paint don't come off, but neither do the chair. Oh, goodness, I am stuck now. I couldn't help it, Grandma. No, I better not. Oh, goodness. I knew someday I would wind up in a chair. I knew. Maybe if I try real hard, I could get up now. The call of a retread job.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh cigarettes.
Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And the Girl Scouts of Fresno, I'm sorry I can't come up. Thanks for buying Raleigh.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.